Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
The United States is experiencing a massive opioid scandal, where a large number of patients have become addicted to prescription medication. Is this happening in South Africa as well? Dr. Shafruddin Ahmad, who is the healthcare practitioner specializing as a media law expert and a clinical pharmacologist, joins us this morning. Thanks for doing so. How are you?
Good morning, I'm well. Thank you for having me on the show.
Okay, if I'm shouting at you, it's not you. It's just prior guests that have irritated me. I've really got nothing to shout at you about, but I'm just forewarning you that, you know, just a week of load shedding and I'm in a filthy mood, even though I'm trying not to be. So there we go. So how serious?
It's okay. Yeah, I accept your apology in advance.
All right, you see, this is the kind of guest that works. How serious is this opioid issue or crisis in South Africa? Do we have a crisis?
Well, we definitely do have a crisis, as undocumented as it may be, and it is quite serious. We have a crisis that is obviously going to reach a peak, and the consequences that it has on patients, adults, and teenagers is devastating. So the fact that it's not documented does not mean it does not exist. I think the USA has had the spotlight on it because of the lawsuit, because of the coverage on television, and obviously the high number of deaths that are recorded. So we definitely do have a crisis in South Africa, yes.
So when we talk about these drugs that are prescription medication that people are becoming addicted to, what is the category? What are the medicines?
So just because something is prescribed does not mean that it is the correct medicine. Number two, does not mean that it does not have the ability to be abused. So the main categories we look at is, number one, as you've spoken about, the painkillers, which are broadly categorized as opioids. Opioids is just a term for medicines that contain codeine or codeine-like products. And then we have the anti-anxiety / sleeping tablets like your benzodiazepine that we look at. That's the second category. And the third category is actually a stimulant or stimulants like the Ritalin, the Concertas, the methylphenidate.
Are those addictive? I thought they weren't.
Anything is addictive, and that's something people need to realize.
Yeah, that's interesting.
From cough syrups. I mean, we have an epidemic with teenagers who will buy cough syrups and consume a whole bottle. That's addictive. We have adults who buy over-the-counter medication, and that's addictive. So if we did not moderate our use of something, we very easily become dependent on it. And I think what becomes dangerous is when that dependence starts to affect our quality of life and our ability to carry out our daily functions. So those are the three broad categories, but by no means are they limited.
So how much in control are we here in South Africa? I know that, for example, a Myprodol type of a medication you can still buy over-the-counter even though it's got codeine in it. Is that a problem? Should that be changing?
I do think that it is human behavior that directs addiction, and we can't really be in control. We're not in control of human behavior. So we need systems in place in our country that will enable us to track these. Now, in America, because of the opioid crisis, prescribers have to be registered with the Drug Enforcement Agency, and they are closely monitored. So, for example, if a prescriber is prescribing more than 30 opioid tablets, it's flagged. Here in South Africa, post-operative care, for example, if you go in for orthopedic surgery, you sometimes leave with nothing more than 100, 280 capsules of opioid painkillers. So those are the things that we need to change and monitor. So like using your example of Myprodol, in one day, I can obtain more than 10 packets of Myprodol, 30.
Wow.
And there's no system in place
to monitor it. Right.
So you can go to 10 different pharmacies, and nobody's the wiser because there's no central system that can track that Mr. X has bought Myprodol already. So that's the one thing. The second thing is that prescriptions are easily available. Yes, we have ethical practitioners, but there are also unethical practitioners. And you go through and you want, and one of the drugs that we worry about with opioids is tramadol,
right,
which is very easily available.
Right.
And it's very, we should not be repeating these drugs. So you can easily go and buy a prescription,
right,
for tramadol.
So this is a very... Right, it's a very, very serious problem. Unfortunately, we are out of time, and it's a conversation we should continue having. I am going to ask Senna, our producer, to get you back, because I do think it's a conversation we need to continue in different forms. That is a Dr. Chef Rudin Ahmad, who's a healthcare practitioner. He's a medical law expert, clinical pharmacologist, PhD scholar in clinical medicine, talking to us about the crisis.